AircheckDownloads.com.
He said.
La 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 la. She said.
He said.
Bah, she said.
He said.
She said. Da da da.
He said.
She said.
To some people, your problem may not be that big at all, but to you, it's huge. It's taking over your life. It's dominating your life. You can't carry on. Sat there at your desk trying to work, and all you're thinking about is your little problem that you've got. Well, you're needing financial advice, and Danny and Jojo want to sort out your problem. Get in touch. Hursty@galaxyfm.com or our usual text number, which is 82200. Now, today's dilemma comes from Glenn in Halifax, who writes, there's a new girl at work who I get on with really well with. I think she fancies me, and if I'm honest, I do find her attractive. My problem is the fact that she's about a size 18, and I've never dated a larger lady before. Even though I really like her and I think she's pretty, I'm not sure I'll find her attractive with no clothes on. What should I do? Today's dilemma comes from Glenn in Halifax. Glenn's met a big girl. Should he give her a whirl?
Or a twirl?
Jojo's advice.
To truly start appreciating the larger figure, the Rubenesque physique, you need to study the arts, I think. It's only in these modern times that skinny is in, but during the Renaissance period, skinny was seen as poo. The skinnier you are, the poorer you are, and therefore the plumper you were, the more attractive you were, and therefore a lot healthier and able to give birth to many sons with your childbearing hips. But we do live in modern times, and the times have changed. We live in very sexualized times, very physically sexualized times, and the image of what is attractive is shrinking, I think, way beyond a size zero. I think we're in minus zero now. Sorry, I sound really bunged up, don't I? Anyway, what I want to say to you is, Glenn, isn't it? If you've got any depth or layers to you, you'll know that it's what's inside that counts. Now, remember, a large person can always lose weight. Now, there's a lot of large people who've been losing weight lately. I mean, even, oh gosh, what do we call him? Johnny Vegas. There's nothing to him, is there?
No, Matt Lucas?
I know, we've all been losing weight, so you can choose to lose weight and change your life.
Fern as well?
Yeah. I mean, you know, gastric bands are out there, whatever. I think you're getting in your own way of actually developing further as a person by saying no to this person just purely on a physical thing. I mean, I have slept with someone who was larger, and I did remember at the time it happened, I did think, oh god, this is going to be really ace or really horrible. And as it turned out, I threw myself into it, he certainly threw himself into it, and it was 2 years of Fat Elvis. Come on.
Today's dilemma comes from Glenn in Halifax, who writes, there's a new girl at work who I get on really well with. I think she fancies me, and if I'm honest, I do find her attractive. My problem is the fact that she's about a size 18, and I've never dated a larger lady before. Even though I really like her and I think she's pretty, I'm just not sure I'll find her attractive with no clothes on. What should I do? Mr. Daniel Thomas Oakes's advice.
Right, okay. Glenn, first of all, can I start by saying that there is a popular misconception that about me, that I have like a problem with the larger lady, and I genuinely don't. You know, to be honest, personally, I would rather have love with a larger lady than a super skinny waif. Which is probably not true, but I'm trying to be nice. One thing that is true, though, is that I think, and I've said this many times, I think a woman's sexuality is more about her shape than her size.
Yeah.
So, curvy girls are sexy. Right? You know, when I talk about, you know, large ladies over waifs, you know, the skinny girls that just go straight up and down, that just, you know, that literally they have the body of an adolescent boy. To me, that's not attractive. But women that go in and in at the waist and out of the hips are the hottest. you know, however, if they go out at the waist and then out again at the hips, there could be the problem. But the thing is, you like this girl, right? You like this girl, so I think you should definitely go for it. What have you got to lose? Perhaps an arm if she's really hungry, but... No, sorry! Wait, stop it. It may not... Sorry, I'm so sorry. It may not work out, right? It may not... You might get on famously, but you might genuinely not be sexually attracted to her. You may spend a few months burning your ass on the light bulb before you think, no, this is not for me. But how do you know until you try?
That's right.
Thing is as well, it kind of depends on about how she feels about herself.
Yeah.
Right? If she's comfortable with her own body, you'll be surprised how comfortable you'll become with her body. You know, it won't be something that's an issue. However, if she has got issues with her weight, then this might cause some problems. Because it's, let's be honest, it's not like women aren't neurotic enough as it is. And there is nothing worse than a fat girl asking you if you think she's fat. You can't win. If you say yes, she cries. If you say no, you both know you're lying. So, you know, if she's cool with herself, then I think you should be cool with her and give her a go. And on the plus side, Evans is a damn sight cheaper than All Saints.
Today's dilemma comes from Glenn in Halifax. Glenn's met a big girl. Should he give it a whirl? Jojo's advice.
You get on with the woman, what's the problem? You know, have a go. You might like it.
Danny's advice.
How'd you get a fat bird into bed? Piece of cake.
Ethan.
She said, da-da-da.
Ethan.
She said, da-da.
Aircheckdownloads.com.